tonight. You can see it in my sweet smile. Now all my dreams are coming true, and I know it's all because I'm with you. Can't you feel it? It's in the air.
Welcome to Kicking It Java Style with Kathy. I am ready for a wonderful Thanksgiving week, and I hope you are too. That was With You by Carol Hogner, and I've decided I think that's going to be my theme song. It really inspires me. If you want to hear the rest of that song, go over to her website at carolhogner.com. That song really, you know, talks to me about dreaming and no matter what, with God, you know, God says all things are possible. And he also says he'll do above and beyond our wildest dreams and imaginations in Ephesians 3:20. Well, this week is Thanksgiving, so happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there. And I hope you have a place to go to share God's love and people to be with, and just praying blessings on all of you this week. And we're going to start out this program with a song called He's Working on Making It Better by Bart Fortenberry. You know what? I am so thankful that he is still working on me and that he has not given up. Today that I want to share with you. I wanted to share some scriptures about Thanksgiving. And the first one I want to start out with is found in Psalm. It's 95:2. It says, "Let us come before his presence with a song of thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with songs. You know, being involved with the music ministry and getting to travel with people and work with people and listen to their hearts and how they give thankfulness to God through their music, you know, and I get to use this programming to share that music. And I'm just very thankful for this program and for the, you know, traveling that I'm getting to do and be involved with the music ministry. 1 Corinthians 1:4 says, I thank my God always for you because of the grace of God which was given you in Christ Jesus. Today, I want to just tell you how thankful I am for you all. I've had a lot of love and support over the years that's got me through a lot of hard times, and I have a lot of you all out there that are supporting me and showing me your love and everything with, you know, what's going on with my programs and the different ministry that God's allowing me to be involved in. And I just want to say thank you for that, and, you know, I thank God for you all. 2 Corinthians 9:11 says, you will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. You know, when God blesses us, He blesses us to be a blessing, and it's through those blessings that we're showing thankfulness to God when we're sharing those blessings with others. And this week, there's a lot of people out there that don't have family. They don't have a place to go for Thanksgiving. You know, if we can take that time to bring people into our homes or to take maybe even Thanksgiving to them, you know, I think it would just bless them, and it would be a way of showing God how thankful you are for what you have. You know, Philippians 4:6-7 is one of my favorite scriptures. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You know, this is a time that a lot of people start getting fretful over money, and they start stressing out maybe and worrying about their jobs and not having enough money to get through the holidays, and they know Christmas is coming. You know, and we sometimes forget that God's going to take care of us, and we get a little anxious. So today, just be thankful for what you have, where you're at, and know that God's taking you, you know, out of those situations, and let the peace of God just surround your heart and be a guard upon your heart. One of the other scriptures that I really love is found in 1 Chronicles 16:34. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, and His love endures forever. There is just not any words in the human language to explain the depth of God's love. You know, He loves us so much that He gave His one and only Son to die on that cross for us, so that we could have eternal life, so that we could be set free from the bondages that we've been walking in. You know, and I just pray right now, wherever you are, that if you're listening to this podcast, that the love of God surrounds you so much that you cannot deny His love and His presence in your life. I'm going to end this program with a song called I Remember You by Dwayne Williams. And this song really touches my heart. And, you know, I hope you're blessed by this song. And I hope you have a very, very happy Thanksgiving. God bless.
You know, the most important conversation you'll ever have, it's the first time you talk to God. What would you say to Him? I remember you in the pages of a book. Lady read me once in Sunday school. I remember you, how we studied every word. I hid it in my heart just like you told me to. And a stone was rolled the day the end. While you're standing there on those trembling knees, what is it you hope God says back to you? Your mama's hand and your daddy's too. I remember you. I recall the very day you turned against the devil and you cried out my name. The stone was rolled away. Everybody pray. The day the angels sang, I remember you. Yeah, I remember you.